Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. They call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable and predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process, also known as sales, but in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails, well, they've probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even including having to overcome the fear or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. And for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an x-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are, well, annoyingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to create space through her coaching and leadership workshops, where she helps people rediscover their passion and purpose. So I am super excited to introduce Sonia Chavez. Now, Sonia is the founder of Looking to Leap, LLC, with a life mission to transform leadership through today's youth and those who have been dismissed or rejected by society. Now, she's a veteran, an entrepreneur, a seasoned analyst, a leadership expert, an empath, and a certified life coach. Now, Sonia grew up poor in money, rich in love, and with a shadow of family addiction that followed her everywhere. She spent her life running from shame, addicted to alcohol and achievement, yet no amount of numbing or success could fill her emptiness. Then she found her mission and passion for leadership and empowerment. Now, she's an experienced leader, trained facilitator, and fierce leadership coach. She quit her job a year ago, went on a six-month road trip, became a certified coach, and started up Looking to Leap, LLC. Sonia is an advocate for at-risk youth, underrepresented communities, and those who serve them. Well, welcome, Sonia. I am so excited to have you as our guest today.
Thank you, Wendy. I'm very excited also.
Yeah, this is fantastic. And I just love how you're making such a big impact helping at-risk youth and people from underrepresented communities find their passion and really succeed in life. I really can't wait to hear more about this.
Thank you.
So I'm just curious, in introducing you, it sounds like it wasn't too long ago that there was a tipping point. What exactly was the inspiration that prompted you to become a life coach?
Yeah, Wendy, it was a bit of a turn for me for sure. But mainly the biggest inspiration was just discovering that I had even though my background was as an analyst, I just had a passion for working with and supporting people. And I lucked out and got a position doing career and leadership development and had the pleasure of going through some training that I had never had access to before. And it sort of opened up my world. And I did a 10-month leadership program and it was very experiential. It was very intense and it gave me the belief that I needed in myself, that I could actually pursue a life that I had always only envied and dreamed of, but I never saw it as possible for myself.
Wow. Yeah, that's fantastic. I just love when those awakenings happen and you realize the greatness that you really have within. You know, that is so inspirational. We sometimes lose track of, you know, through our own experiences, just how phenomenal each of us are. So that's fantastic. I love that you've discovered this and you've recently chosen really to harness your own life experiences and wisdom really in a way that's so impactful, serving at-risk youth and underrepresented communities. It's quite impressive. Now, has your business vision or mission evolved?
I would say it has endlessly evolved.
Okay.
I am a new entrepreneur, and so this is very new for me. So even though I've always been confident in my skills, and I've always had, I would say, some natural tendencies within being a leader. I think just my military background and being within the Department of Defense, it was just something that always came natural to me. However, creating a business is something very different. And so also discovering who I'm here to serve has been a lot of trial and error. So just working with a lot of clients and seeing who I impact and how I impact them, and also who's attracted to working with me. And then just fueling that with some, where do I love to spend my time when I'm not getting paid? And for me, that always comes down to working with youth. I've been a mentor and a volunteer most of my adult life with youth in some way, shape, or form. And I just love the passion that the people and the organizations that support them show how they live their daily lives.
Mm-hmm. I love that, how you are refining, have been refining exactly who aligns with your own passions and expertise. And, you know, obviously a lot of people need help with rediscovering their passion and their life purpose, right? That's not specific to any one segment. I don't know of anybody who hasn't really wanted that type of leadership in their life, but choosing to really align what brings you the most joy with your expertise, I think that's, you know, that's very wise, not only for immediate success, but for long-term devotion and continuing to fuel this drive. So that's fantastic. So, you know, have there been any big roadblocks that you've had to overcome in launching your business?
Absolutely. I'm very blessed in having very supportive family and friends, even though they don't understand why I'm doing what I'm doing all the time. Mm-hmm. They are very supportive. However, I feel that the trail of becoming an entrepreneur is truly having to look at every fear and doubt that I've ever had about myself, right, and having to stare it directly in the face. Mm-hmm. So I would say most of my roadblocks, if I were to say there were any at this moment, is really getting out of my own way and truly believing in everything that I teach and everything that I role model, and that it's just as effective for me as it is for my clients.
Mm-hmm. Right. That is a very common situation in the entrepreneurial world when just starting out. So, and you know, obviously you are an expert at empowering people through all the different walks of life that you've had leading up to this really important role that you're choosing. You know, you're empowering people to discover their own leadership skills. But curiously, how do you feel when it comes to the client enrolling process of being in business? Do you have any challenges within that aspect of being in business, or are you able to really utilize those leadership coaching skills in this aspect as well?
I will say that when I show up in service or show up fully as myself and giving, that I have had success and do have success with people naturally wanting to work with me. And at the same time, to build and create the business I have envisioned, and to impact the amount of people I would like to impact, I definitely struggle with what we see as the typical sales pitch. I'm very much someone who wants to show up in a room and just be authentic and raw and not sell to anyone. Mm-hmm. And I believe that that's not needed all the time. I think that there are people that are very good at just being themselves and creating a business at the same time. I'm also working through just the struggle and the challenge of embracing money and saying yes to people and not worrying so much about if I'm taking too much from others. So that's a big challenge that I'm working with right now.
Mm-hmm. Right. Just attaching an equal investment to the outcome that you're promising. That's, you know, obviously it's huge for somebody to be able to rediscover their passion and purpose and tap into their own leadership skills. But in working with underrepresented communities and at-risk youth, those segments notoriously don't have, you know, a solid financial stability there. So I can understand how that might be a concern and a fear in asking for the sale. Are there any specific questions that you would like a little sales coaching on? You know, obviously it has to do with standing firm with the value of your service, but understanding that if your segment that you're serving might not have that kind of income to support what you know is probably a fair rate for your for the outcome you're promising, then things do have to be adjusted. I fully acknowledge and agree with you there. But if you'd like some sales coaching on any aspect, I'd be happy to provide that.
Mm-hmm. I am always an advocate of taking coaching. And yeah, I guess it, very much in this area of what you're speaking to is I truly believe that there is always a way when there's a focus and a wanting to serve, and that we are not a world that is low on abundance, that there is plenty out there. We just have to figure out what our way to it is and do it in a way that aligns with our belief system and our value system. Mm-hmm. So I guess I'm just trying to figure out creative ways of having a successful, abundant business and being able to serve and give back to the communities that I am so passionate about at the same time, that both can be possible.
Right. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, as you were talking, the idea of obtaining grants and sponsorships came to mind to help supplement almost scholarships, you know, that based on the outcome and obviously helping people achieve higher levels of success. There are lots of organizations and entities that would love to support you in that endeavor. So that came to mind as you were talking.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's something I've been contemplating as well, is the idea of working with all clients. I don't want to turn people away that want to work with me. And also, like, I'm thinking of things like doing a sponsorship program where any client who works with me, there will be a certain percentage that will automatically go towards a youth organization or an organization or a nonprofit that I'm working with.
Right. Yeah. There's a lot of creative ways that you can get additional support, you know, from the community and other entities, because everybody works together. You know, you'll find that a lot of people are really looking for somebody like you who has the wisdom and the drive and the passion to, you know, roll up her sleeves and be right there with, you know, making the difference. And so I think that's powerful. I would consider that. And, you know, it's interesting you say, I just love being authentic and raw, you know, but the aspect of changing and being the sales in the sales role is what's awkward. Well, my recommendation is that you don't separate yourself once you move into that sales process, because people are wanting to work with you as who you are. And so that's usually what creates the most problem, is when people think they have to become somebody different in order to create that enrollment opportunity. So that's a mindset thing, in terms of just realizing you can be you and just ask for the, you know, do you have a plan in place? No? Well, are you ready to step into this new version of yourself? You know, just kind of be that leader for them, because that's one of the things that's going to happen, is suddenly they don't have that skill yet that you're going to help them with. And so you have to help them be the leader that they want to be in that client enrollment phase. So that's where it's kind of fun. You can work your magic before they even become a client.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Help them be the leader they need to be.
Yeah.
In that moment.
Yeah. You're transferring power. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're seeing them as the leader that, and rediscovering a new life purpose. You're already seeing them in that mode, and they will feel that vision through you, and asking if they're ready to get started. It's as simple as that. So, well, hopefully that has helped a little bit.
Very much. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm curious, in your work currently, how do you help people rediscover, you know, their life purpose in working with these different segments of society and the underrepresented communities? How do you work with people?
Yeah, I have a combination of ways that I work with people. For one, I am a certified coach, so I do one-on-one coach sessions. And that usually involves just either video or phone, whatever people are comfortable with. And a lot of a range of tools and skills or practice. It's very much experiential and in the moment, and really trying to do embodiment. We do a lot of values-based coaching, a lot of life purpose coaching, and just ways to reconnect my clients to their inner leaders and to their own internal resources. So I guess my goal is actually that they won't need a coach by the time we're mm-hmm. done working together.
That's great.
Because they, yeah, they'll have their own way of accessing those resources. Mm-hmm. I also do workshop facilitation. I'm a trained facilitator. The same, I went through Coactive Training for my coaching training, and I also went through them for their 10-month leadership program. And this is the program that they train their front of the room leaders for their own organization. And so it was amazing and incredible and a lot of hard work. And it's one of my passions is to host workshops around a lot of leadership topics, whether that's communication or resiliency. Done a lot on feedback and basically I can work with any topic within leadership that an organization wants to work through and craft it specifically towards what they want to get out of it. It's very similar to coaching as far as it's creating from the room and it's experiential. There's typically not a lot of slides. It's a lot of practicing and being with in the room, the things that we're talking about.
Right.
And yeah, I do also offer a group coaching option, which this is not coaching a group around a topic, but more of using a group to empower and deepen the learning amongst each other with a coaching theme within it. Other than that, I also love to speak, and especially when it comes to schools or youth organizations, I offer the opportunity to just come in and speak to the kids in the audience, the youth, with a topic that they may be struggling with, or a topic that's really high priority around how are they showing up as youth leaders and leaders of their lives and what are their struggles. Yeah, and I have a website that people can find me at, which is www.lookingtoleap.com. And my email is very simple. It's Sonia@lookingtoleap.com.
Lookingtoleap.com. Yeah, I'll bet that the schools are really excited to have you as a guest speaker to come in and talk with the student body about just how to be their own leaders, because that's one thing that I think a lot of youth don't realize, that, you know, they can, you know, really tap into their own, you know, their own power, and mm-hmm. they aren't just stuck in this world that's maybe appears to be controlling them, which I think, in my opinion, causes a lot of their, you know, their internal challenges if they don't feel empowered.
Absolutely. And we have some incredible youth out there who are, I mean, their longings for the world are amazing. And they are just as resourceful, if not more resourceful, than we are as adults.
Yeah.
And so getting to connect them early on, I wish I would have had the opportunity when I was a youth to get connected to these spaces. And I can only imagine what I would be doing today. So I would just love to be a part of giving them that opportunity and yeah. seeing what they could do with it.
Oh yeah, that's so powerful. It's just really is so exciting to know what a pivotal difference you're making one person at a time, but yet, you know, it becomes exponential because those people show up differently and impact the people then in their lives just because of their experience with you. And so it's just phenomenal. I love that you have really tapped into where your own passion and your own genius and your life experience has led you. You know, it is a risk to step out and be an entrepreneur and follow your own wisdom and face your own fears and self-doubts. Like you said, it's almost like everything that is a potential inner roadblock is surfaced, and you know, you're learning as you go, and that's empowering, providing you with tools and resources to help other people
absolutely
face those kinds of things. So that's great. So for our listeners, you can reach Sonia at lookingtoleap.com, and that's the number 2.
Yes.
So LOOKING, the number 2, and then leap, LEAP.com. And, you know, it's just so exciting to, you know, listen to you and hear about, you know, your life journey, how you're pulling from all your different experiences and really now serving such an important segment of our communities and making such a huge difference. And, you know, you've shared so many real golden nuggets of wisdom. I was wondering if I could just tap on you one last time here during our interview. In looking at your own experience in creating your vision for your business and overcoming some of these inner challenges, you know, what's the best advice that you might be able to share with a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their own decision to have started their own business, or maybe they're doubting their ability to succeed? Is there something that you can offer to provide that inspiration?
Happy to give it a go. I have a lot of quotes surrounding me right now, but one that sticks through is the best way out is always through. And this is one that I reference a lot as a reminder to myself. You know, I started this journey and I knew it was going to be interesting and exciting and challenging and painful all at the same time. And I would say that there is a reason that the majority of the population does not choose to attempt to be an entrepreneur. And how lucky are we to wake up every day knowing that we're going for our dreams? Mm-hmm. Especially in a world and at a time where it's so easy to seek safety and security and numbing. We get to be one of the lucky few that really go for it. And there's a reason that only a few go for it. And remember why you started the journey to begin with. And everything and anything is possible if you just show up every day.
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic. I love that. That is so well stated. That's powerful. Thank you so much, Sonia. I really appreciate that. And it's just been great just getting to hear about your journey from being an analyst to the powerful work that you're now doing as a leader in your own regard, helping others become leaders, and you're really becoming a powerful life coach. So I really enjoyed our conversation. It's been great having you as a guest today. Thank you so much, Sonia.
Thank you, Wendy. I really appreciate the opportunity, and I appreciate what you're doing for entrepreneurs, because inspiration is heavily, heavily needed in this space.
Well, thank you. Yeah. And again, for our listeners, you can reach Sonia through her website at lookingtoleap.com. All right. Well, for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've triggered all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized, or are you shrugging off the lost sale by saying, well, they just weren't my ideal client? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me in our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Sonia Chavez. And as always, here's to your success.